Welcome to another episode of 21 and Up. I am Amy.
I'm Destiny.
We just got some free wine and it's Halloween weekend, so let's go!
Let's celebrate!
I love Halloween, but I think my body is like subconsciously really anxious and scared because I had a horrible nightmare last night. I woke up, I think, twice, and then I would go back to sleep and still had the nightmares about like this demon ghost thing from Game of Thrones that was possessing me and my friends, because I like went to the movies and then the movie became real and then everyone was just getting possessed and I was so scared.
Was it one of those dreams that feels so real and you wake up and you're like not sure if it happened or not?
Yeah, I like woke up and I was like, is everyone actually getting possessed right now? Am I safe to go back to sleep or is it going to come and get me while I'm sleeping?
Those are the worst. I hate those dreams.
Yeah.
You're like kind of freaked out for the rest of the day.
Yeah. But I mean, I made it here.
Congrats.
I think I'm still me.
Well, we'll see.
Stay tuned. I don't know.
Stay tuned to see if Amy is possessed or not.
Yeah. Ghosts, I think that's the real scary thing, because you're like, oh, these scary movies with Pennywise, like that's not real. That's
right.
That scary clown. But paranormal stuff,
That's scary. Would you believe in ghosts?
I want to say no, but also I watch all those like ghost hunter or ghost adventure shows, and I'm like, something is going on.
Yeah.
You know, if something,
people wouldn't talk about it if stuff like that didn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on the fence too. Like,
yeah,
I love paranormal stuff, and I love like all those ghost shows, but again, I do have one somewhat paranormal story, and I don't know if you would actually call it paranormal because I didn't see anything, but I just got a weird feeling. And so here, I'll show.
Yeah,
I'll go
tell
ahead.
Me.
Okay, so a few things kind of like started happening around my apartment. Again, this could totally just be coincidence. Like weird things happen you can't explain. That doesn't mean it's paranormal. But so I lit a candle. What's new? Light candles all the time. But I blew the candle out. I was going to Target. Surprise, surprise.
And my Destiny, do you like Target?
That's a problem. That's an episode in its own. But I blew the candle out, and my boyfriend was at home. And I got back home, and he was like, dude, guess what happened? And I was like, what? He goes, that candle you blew out before you left just came back on. And I was like, what? And it was probably like 20, 30 minutes after I left. And he goes, yeah, I was just sitting here, and it popped back on. I was like, okay, that's weird.
And he's not lying to you.
He like doesn't believe in paranormal stuff at all, really. Well, not really, really. I kind of have a story with him too that I can share. Anyways, so whatever, that happened, and then like a day later, I went to my bathroom doing my business, and my shower just came on. Actually, I think I was in my boyfriend's bathroom. I use his bathroom all the time rather than my own.
But you have two bathrooms.
I have two bathrooms. And his is closer to the living room. So I was like, if I have to pee while I'm watching TV, it's just quicker.
Okay.
And yeah, his shower just like, and then stopped. And it was all the way off. And so I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And so whatever, that happened. And then like, I think maybe that night or the next night, I was cooking and I was at home by myself. And I was standing there cooking my spinach and my saute pan. And my dog just came up and, like, sat at my feet and stared at me, which isn't that weird because wants the food.
Dogs do that, yeah.
But she kind of just, like, was staring over my shoulder. And I was like, Penny. And I was, like, snapping at her. And she wouldn't move.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, and people probably think I'm lying, but I swear to God, like, I would not make this up. I felt like something was, like, you know, if someone's, like, watching over your shoulder, that's how I felt. And I kind of get chills talking about it because it really weirded me out.
Is this your current apartment?
Yeah.
It's haunted.
But they're new apartments. Like, they were built, like, maybe 4 years ago.
Maybe someone building it 4 years ago died.
True.
And that's who's watching you and turning on your candles.
But it was just, like, almost like a dark... It was a dark feeling. Like, something was, like, sitting on my shoulder. And it freaked me out so much. And there's a microwave in front of my face. And so I looked to like look at the reflection. Nothing was there.
Okay.
Oh, but it just like really weirded me out. And ever since then, I have to sleep with the bathroom light on.
Oh my gosh. Get a little night light.
My boyfriend was getting so mad last night. He's like, dude, like you got to get a night light. And I was like,
I'm honestly kind of afraid to sleep in total darkness.
I hate
the
dark.
I think I'm just a paranoid person.
Oh, I'm very paranoid. Especially after all this stuff. I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah. I honestly forgot until you were telling these stories. My brother's fiance moved into like my parents' house for about a year because she was having a lot of troubles with roommates and like finding the right apartment and stuff. But the last straw was her final apartment. Like the blinds would keep opening and closing. And I mean, I'm forgetting all the details now because this is what, 3 years ago, but her apartment was for sure haunted. And we were like, Mackenzie, you got to get out of there. Come live with us. It's fine. But yeah.
But it's not like when I'm there, like, I don't feel like that all the time.
Okay.
Like, I think if I was there and I felt like something was with me there all the time, I would be like, okay, dude, let's get out.
Well, maybe it's a friendly ghost.
Count the Casper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I could have just been totally psyching myself out, but it was just like a weird deal, man.
Well, dogs can see that stuff. I'm pretty sure.
I've heard that.
Yeah. So if Penny was looking weird.
But it was weird because she wasn't barking. She was just like staring and she wouldn't stop.
So because maybe it was the friendly ghost and they're just waving.
She's like, what the hell is this?
New friend here. Yeah. Do you have any fun Halloween plans this weekend?
I don't. I haven't really done. And I had a Halloween party last year with like a few of my friends, and it was pretty mm-hmm. fun. But everyone's kind of busy this weekend, so not any Halloween plans tonight. Me and my boyfriend are going out to see one of his friends' bands. I think in Dallas, in Uptown. But
yeah, typical.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm going home to my family's house tomorrow. But oh, I'm taking my best friend's bridal pictures this Saturday.
Ooh, is it going to be spooky themed?
No, it's not, but that would be really fun.
I don't know. My best friend is obsessed with Halloween and all things scary, and I am really sure when she gets married, it's going to be like just everything's going to be black, and there's going to be pumpkins, and
that would be
just
really everything. That would be really fun to get married on yeah. Halloween.
Oh.
And everyone can dress up.
Lauren, I'm letting you know your wedding's going to be themed Halloween, just so you know.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. I think it's kind of weird celebrating Halloween as an adult.
It is. It is weird because, like, you want to, I mean, I guess the only thing to do is, like, go out to parties.
Yeah. Like, you stop trick-or-treating and you just go get drunk. And you go, your costume isn't cute anymore. It has to be a little revealing.
Yeah.
Although I'm way more fan of the funny costumes.
Yeah, I am too. I'm not comfortable enough.
I just think it's like Halloween should be fun and you can be goofy and silly or you can be scary. There's if you want to go that trend, but like
I don't know. So I've never gone to a haunted house. So I'm really weird about stuff like that. I love like real like paranormal haunted houses, like abandoned houses,
but that's so real.
That's fun though.
Oh.
To me, that's so much more fun. But fake haunted houses where I know people are going to be jumping out at me, that scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, I mean, it just all scares me. Honestly, I think I just like Halloween because there's candy and I get to dress up in a fun costume. But every other aspect about it, I'm anything scary. I do not like scary movies.
Really?
I love
scary movies.
Oh.
I love Halloween. Like, it's probably one of my favorite holidays.
I mean, I love it. And I love the day after Halloween when all the candy goes on sale. That's my favorite holiday, November 1st.
Be hitting up Target.
Yeah, or the CVS I can walk to from my house. I'll be like, oh, look at all these Snickers that nobody took. Thank you.
Yeah, but I love scary movies. And I love paranormal stuff. And I feel like Halloween's the only acceptable time to like really get into that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm into that stuff all the time, but.
Well, it's just, you know, the spirits, they're more active mm-hmm. this weekend.
But
the spirits at the bar. I tried. I don't know. A lot of my friends are doing this Halloween bar crawl this weekend. Dressing up. I think there's a costume contest.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. So like going to a few different bars with the whole crowd. And I think that's a nice community event. It's like adult trick or treating,
mm-hmm.
but instead of candy, you get a drink.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, I kind of want to find something fun to do for Halloween. I don't know. I'll have to talk to my boyfriend about it, but we don't really have, we haven't done anything like since I graduated.
Do you guys get trick-or-treaters in your apartment?
No.
Okay.
But I think that would be really fun. That's why I really want to get a house because I really want to hand out candy to all the cute little trick-or-treaters.
I live, so my sorority house is in, like, it's in the middle of a neighborhood, pretty much. Like, the streets behind us are just family homes. And so we get, like, kids coming to our door on Halloween night, and we're like, we're just all studying, because no one in college celebrates actual Halloween.
Yeah.
Because it's all just about the parties on the weekends, and so we're all doing our homework, and the doorbell rings, and we're like, what? And it's some little boy dressed up as Spider-Man.
He handled some Cheetos.
Yeah, I know, I know. I think we usually have candy, but I mean, I don't know. I'm not prepared.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So what, do you dress up? Are you dressing up for Halloween this year?
I already went to one Halloween party, and that may be the only thing I do. But I went as, I dressed up as the Declaration of Independence, and my boyfriend dressed up as Nicolas Cage.
That's so
from
funny.
From National Treasure. So, yeah, like I said, I really like the funny costumes. I don't know.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I know they're, like, dressing up at the studio here on Tuesday, mm-hmm. but I don't know what I want to be something really funny and clever, but also I don't want to get up and have to do makeup.
Well, okay, you can look up just some easy last-minute costumes. I actually have some written down already for ideas, but I don't know. You can figure it out.
I saw a Beetlejuice, like a really cool Beetlejuice thing.
Oh, yeah, and isn't that just like black and white stripes?
Yeah, but the makeup was pretty intricate, so.
Doesn't he just have a bunch of black around his eyes?
He does, yeah.
As you just sleep in your mascara.
Yeah.
And then you're set. You're in your costume.
Yeah. When you were younger, what was your first, do you remember your first Halloween costume? Mm-hmm.
It is one of my profile pictures on Facebook. I was a pumpkin.
Oh, that's cute. Classic. I feel like that's kind of, yeah, that's yeah. like a classic
I think
little baby costume.
Every baby was a pumpkin or a bumblebee.
Yeah, I was an M&M.
Or an M&M. that's so cute. Yeah, see, kids' costumes are so cute. One of my friends bought a 12-month-old bee costume and wore it as a shirt.
Oh my god.
And then just put on some shorts, and she was like, this is my Halloween costume.
That's so funny. What's your favorite costume that you've ever been?
I think, so I'm a little bit of a nerd. You know the computer game The Sims?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing that since I was in fourth grade or something.
Same? I love The Sims.
So I made a little headband with the green diamond thing on top, like a 3D diamond. And just put on regular clothes and wore that headband around all night. And I was a Sim, and it was amazing.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah. And again, it's like a little easy thing. Just had to go to Hobby Lobby and figure out how to make that.
Yeah.
I also, my favorite kid costume that I did, because I've been into the like DIY, make your own funny costume thing for a while. When I was in like fifth grade, I was a present.
And
I got this huge box, wrapped it in wrapping paper, and put suspenders on, and I walked around. I fell, I think, at one point, and I couldn't get up because I had this, it was like a turtle. Like, I had this huge thing
That's
around
so
me, and
funny.
I was like, someone help.
My cousin, when we were younger, we were probably in like third-ish grade,
mm-hmm.
and he was SpongeBob. And his mom got him this huge, like, square SpongeBob yep. costume. And it was so funny looking, and she made him wear pantyhose. Like white pantyhose, and he was so mad because he was like, Mom, these are for girls. And she told him and convinced him that they were boy pantyhose.
If you want to be dedicated to the SpongeBob costume, you got to wear the pantyhose.
Right.
That's all I got
to
say.
And I still, like, to this day, I'll like randomly post a picture on Facebook. I'm like, I remember when you were SpongeBob.
What's your favorite costume?
Okay, this is still like a kid costume, but I still think this was pretty freaking cool. I was Baby Bob.
Oh.
From Barney, and I had like the whole little dinosaur costume.
So did you buy that at the store?
I think my mom bought it. I was honestly like 5 or 6 years old, but I used to love Barney. My mom
Me
said
too.
I would just stand in the middle of the room and like fix my eyes on Barney, and they would not leave for like hours.
I'm a little offended that my mom never thought to put me on Barney as a child.
Same.
Like, it was here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato got their start on Barney.
Yeah, they made it on Barney.
Yeah. I could have been like them.
We could have been Disney kids.
Our lives could have been so different than they are now.
Mom.
It's fine. I have a podcast, so that's cool.
We did hit 1,000 views.
Listens.
Or listens. Nobody's viewing it. Listens.
Yay!
Yay! Like, not even close to what the others have, but.
You know. It's fine. Our fans are unique.
Dedicated.
We're a niche market. Thanks, you guys. So coming at you now. We got some ideas for Halloween costumes, right?
Oh, real quick. Oh, I kind of have a funny past Halloween story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so when I think I was a freshman in high school, maybe eighth grade, but it was around Halloween, and my best friend lived like two houses down from me, and sometimes, like, all my friends, we would just come over and stay at my house. Well, I had some friends over at my house, and then she had a couple of friends at her house, and they loved to come over, and because, like, sometimes we'd be at home by ourselves, and they loved to come over and screw with us.
Oh.
And one night, I was babysitting my little sister, but I still had friends over, and one of the girls put a clown mask on, like a really creepy one.
Oh, no.
And walked over to my house and just stood in one of the open windows. And I don't know how long they were there, but I remember, like, walking into the kitchen and seeing it, and I was like, oh, my God!
I would pee my pants.
And I kind of quickly figured out it was them.
Yeah, but still.
My little sister got so scared. It was hilarious.
Traumatized.
Oh yeah, she was only probably like 5 years old.
Oh my gosh.
And it was hilarious. Like, I will not let that go down. I always remind her. I'm like, hey, remember when you literally almost crapped yourself? Because
I mean, okay, they say trick or treat on Halloween, but like, it's treats. That's what you're supposed to. Okay.
Well, I'm throwing a few tricks in there,
I guess. People in my neighborhood, because everyone in my middle school, like all my friend group, lived in my neighborhood, which was pretty convenient. And I think we probably got TP'd a couple times with a throw toilet paper on your trees. And once, not even on Halloween, but we tried to get this guy back on my birthday, and we Barbied his yard.
Like, you put Barbies in his yard?
Yeah. Because we still have the like hundreds of Barbies that
That's
my sister
so funny.
And I both accumulated through our childhoods. And we thought it was funny. We're like, it's not doing any damage. Just put Barbies. And his dad got so mad. I think he thought we were making fun of the kid.
Oh, did he like Barbies?
No. Like, it just had nothing to do with it.
Oh.
But anyway.
Maybe he secretly, like, really liked Barbies. And then.
So he got really defensive.
The dad thought you were, like, blackmailing him.
No. Yeah, no. We really weren't. We're just trying to get revenge on all the other tricks that boys do.
Yeah, I feel like Halloween used to be so much more fun when I was a kid, because I grew up in a small town, so like everybody kind of went trick-or-treating in the same.
Yeah.
There was like two neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And so, but I was such a wimp when I was a kid, and there was always one douchebag, some man in the neighborhood that would like dress up like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre man and get his chainsaw and chase kids. And every single year when I was a kid, I would get so scared.
What?
And I was like run and hide in my mom's car.
Yeah, of course.
It was terrifying.
We have like police that patrol my neighborhood.
Oh, that's intense.
I know.
Probably a good thing nowadays,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, so I think he probably would have gotten a stop to that.
Yeah, but
when are you too old to go trick-or-treating?
I kind of feel like I stopped like in junior high. I mean, yeah. I don't think you're ever, like, if you want to go trick-or-treat, go for it.
But, like, okay, so say I show up to some house as a 21-year-old woman, and I'm like, trick-or-treat, do you think they would still give me candy?
I feel like people don't really ask questions. They're just like, here.
I just think they would judge me.
Probably. But you look kind of young, too. You could probably pass as a high schooler.
Thanks. I'm just so youthful. I won't have wrinkles.
So we're recording in the studio right now, and there's like a little window where people can go stand outside, and there's like a little girl looking into the window, and she probably thinks we're someone famous, but we're really not.
My name is Amy. Would you like my autograph? I'll follow you back.
She's like, Mom, who are those people? I don't know them.
Yeah, I was wondering why you kept looking behind me. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, she like ran up to the window and was looking really happy. And then she's like, that's not Kelly or Jenna or Big Al or JC.
They're actually lying to you about what they look like.
We should like run outside and be like, hi, so nice to meet you.
Trick or treat.
She'd probably be so confused.
It's fine.
But I wish there was like an adult trick or treat thing. Someone needs to set that up.
Like, just for candy.
They could hand out, like, shots at every... Oh, the little girl's back.
Should I wave at her?
She's gone. She gone.
Hey.
She's like, I don't
want to hang out.
Oh, she's back. What? Oh, she looked so excited.
Anyways.
But I think that would be a really good idea to have, like, a big party, but they also hand out candy.
Mm-hmm.
And they could hand out shots at every stop.
Yeah, well, that's like the bar crawl this weekend.
Did they hand out candy?
I mean, no, probably not.
Well.
Maybe you bring... Oh, I had friends that, like, freshman year of college, they bought those little pumpkins that you trick-or-treat in. They brought pumpkins full of candy to a frat party. They were the most popular people there.
That's hilarious. Do you like candy corn?
I love it.
I like it. I wouldn't say I love it.
But I love it. I love it because it's only once a year that it's acceptable to have it. And I think if it was available year-round, I wouldn't like it as much.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
You can't eat too much of it. That's no, why I'm no. like, I mean, I love it. Oh, the little girl's peeking around the corner again.
I'm telling you, she's a fan of us.
We have our first fan.
That's our first fan.
I do love the taste of candy corn. But I
just fell down in my seat. That's what that was.
She's so excited about her first fan that she fell over.
Anyway.
You just can't eat too much candy corn. Oh,
you
will want to vom.
Yeah. Candy corn is a really good costume that you can make yourself. You just get a yellow or white hat and then a yellow top and orange skirt. DIY costume tips from Amy.
That sounds like a lot of work.
You just gotta go to like
an orange skirt.
I don't know, you can make one. Just get some fabric from Hobby Lobby.
Okay, crafty.
Or...
You know what I thought about being for Halloween
mm-hmm.
this year? If I go do anything? Scooby-Doo. I saw a really cute way to make a Scooby-Doo costume, and basically all you have to do is wear a brown sweater.
Yep.
Like brown leggings. You make like the little collar out of felt.
Yep.
And the ears out of felt.
And then your boyfriend can be Shaggy, and he just puts on a green shirt.
Yeah.
Done.
Some burgundy corduroy pants.
What else is good? Oh, if you're a fan of The Office, you can be Three Hole Punch Jim from when he dressed up for Halloween and
yeah.
just put some black circles on his shirt.
That's funny.
I almost said brown. I got my colors confused.
The little girl's back. I waved at her. Yeah, that's funny. I had a friend who she was the cat like Pam was.
Oh, yeah.
They were that for
yeah.
Halloween last year.
There's also the brawny paper towel man. And you just wear a flannel shirt and carry the paper towels so
that
people know
funny.
You are.
That's kind
of funny. Mm-hmm.
And he has brown hair, right? Or is he bald?
No, that's Mr. Clean. You could also be Mr. Clean.
If you're bald.
If you're bald or you want to shave your head or wear a bald cap.
That's funny.
Or if you're just lazy and you don't feel like dressing up, you put on a white t-shirt and just tell everyone you're Mr. Clean.
Yeah. What costumes do you feel like are overrated, like overdone? Like, I kind of feel like the pop art thing is getting a little overdone.
I don't see it that much in person is the thing. I see it a lot online.
That's true.
So I think if I saw somebody who actually did it, like, out somewhere, I would be like, mad props. You did this makeup. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, that's true. Jenna did. I saw on her mm-hmm. blog. She did a really cute
Yeah, it was really
art.
Good.
If I saw that in person, I'd be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've just seen a lot of crappy versions of it online.
Yeah. You got to be good to do that well.
Or, like, the deer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little overdone.
That one's getting. But the first time I saw it, it was
so cute. What was that, like last year, the year before?
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, now I'm just like, I see like all the makeup tutorials online. I'm like, eh.
Other ones, I don't want it. This isn't a diss, Destiny, because you just told me that you did this before. But I feel like everyone does Sandy from Grease in her
yeah.
like her black sex appeal outfit.
It was just easy.
It's just
home.
So easy. No, yeah. Like a lot of the overdone ones are just, they're just so easy to do. So that's why people do
it. No, I agree. I was at home and I was like, crap, I don't have a costume, but I have a black crop top and black high-waisted leather pants.
Done. And you're blonde.
And I'm blonde. And I got red
Did
lipstick.
You get the cigarette?
I didn't. I don't smoke.
Good. Smoking kills.
You nasty. I'm trying to think what else. Cats. Everybody's
oh,
a cat.
Oh, if Unless- you are a cat on Halloween, I am sorry. You can do so much better than that.
Thankfully, I haven't seen a lot of cats this year.
It is the number one college girl costume because all they got to do is like wear a little black tank top, push the girls up and put on some cat ears. And then, oh, great. It's Halloween.
Yeah, get more creative.
You are in college. You are smart. So therefore, you can be able to think of something better, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's so many.
I'm sorry.
Better ideas out there. Amy's rant. And she just dissed all the cats.
Hallorant.
That's so funny. You know, I thought about something. Actually, I have to kind of give my boyfriend credit for this, but we were talking about karaoke, and I was like, he said this. He was like, wouldn't it be brilliant if a karaoke bar did karaoke on Halloween and they called it scaryoke?
I'm so there.
And I thought about suggesting it to Big Al. You should do.
Okay, we'll call him up. I'll see y'all all at karaoke this weekend.
But he better give me, if he uses that, I get royalties.
Yeah.
Every person that sings karaoke.
Yeah. Scaryoke.
Scaryoke.
And maybe you have to sing a scary song. You have to sing Monster Mash.
Sing
Thriller, The Addams Family.
I have a funny story about Monster Mash.
Okay.
So I love the song. And this weekend, my boyfriend was getting so mad because all of a sudden I just started singing Monster Mash lyrics to every song that came on the radio. And now it's a thing and I can't stop.
Oh my gosh.
I just somehow incorporate the Monster Mash lyrics.
It's a classic. Maybe I'll listen to it on my drive home.
He did the mash.
We did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was great. I can't do a deep voice. Karaoke. I'm a soprano. I'm not an alto.
I want to go sing karaoke. I've never sang karaoke before.
Okay, let's go.
Like a bar. I think I would get a little embarrassed, though.
So I'm in an a cappella group. And for bonding last year, we all went and did karaoke together. But we did, a private room. And then we realized, it's not fun to do karaoke when you can all sing. what I mean?
That's true.
Part of the karaoke is, you're bad.
But at least, if you get up there, then you're... you don't look like an idiot.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
You look good.
But someone goes up there and they start singing and they're singing really good and everything sounds beautiful. You got that vibrato. And then everyone's like, okay, who is this D-bag just hogging the mic, trying to perform and show off? What is the little girl doing now?
She is dancing and she is getting it.
Okay. Well, I think we need to go meet her.
She is cracking me up. Dude, she is getting it out there too. And she's just standing in front of the window. I don't know what she's trying to accomplish. Oh, she's cracking me up.
All right. Well, I think we need to go meet 21 and Up's first fan.
Can we go meet her?
No, we should. We really should. And we'll use this as our cue. Everyone, have a wonderful and safe Halloween. Let us know your plans. Let us know your costume.
I think we need a Facebook page.
We do.
Let's set one up.
Or an Instagram.
Yeah, and then we can do some segments where people can email us.
You can comment. You can comment on this podcast also.
Yeah, you can do that.
Comment, tell me your costume, email me your pictures, let me know how cute you are, how many voice phone numbers you get.
Make sure you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts and you'll get
Google Play.
Yeah, and you'll get notifications every time we post a podcast. We've been kind of bad about it lately. Had some little technical issues, but we are committed to posting every Friday.
We are. So catch us there. All right. Thanks.
Have a beautiful weekend.